This is Sunday Sermons brought to you by Jody Realist Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And of course, you can find us at jodyrealistradio.com and our Facebook group page, Jody Realist Radio. For tonight's episode of Sunday Sermons, I'm going to be your host. And again, as always, my name is MJ Hannigan. And tonight, we're going to talk about leadership. Today's episode and all the Jolly Sermon episodes for the foreseeable future is actually going to be based on the quotes from the Star Wars Clone Wars cartoon series, which was actually great. If you remember, each of the episodes started off with a quote. And the episode told the story of the quote, in a sense, a lot like in Christian mythology, Jesus and parables. That's really how the Clone Wars was set up, where it was a great episode, as entertaining, but also meant to teach you a lesson at the same time. For tonight's episode, we're going to talk about how great leaders inspire greatness in others. It does not matter if it's Facebook, online group or forum, or an offline organization. Within a Jedi Rose community, we have many people trying to be managers, but very few stepping up to be leaders. As you know, managers control resources, people, equipment, finances, but they control. They do not direct. They do not delegate. They do not promote people within an organization. They control them. So this is a big step that within our Jelly Rose community, we need to get away from. We need to stop thinking control and start thinking leadership, which is why today's episode is so important for us. We're going to go through three different features in this one. We're going to talk about bad traits or leadership styles. We're going to talk about positive traits or good leadership styles. And then we're going to talk about servant leadership very quickly. I just picked what I believe the worst traits for bad leaders are. The first one to consider is the my way or the highway leaders. Again, this goes more with management, where you have control, you dictate, you are in utter control. Nobody else's opinions matters but yours, because you're the boss, you're in charge. These people do not like when you challenge their authority. In fact, when you do that, you will risk excommunication from said organization. And that's definitely a bitter pill to swallow, because a lot of people want to be in the house. They don't want to be kicked out of the house, so they're too afraid to challenge the leadership of these groups or organizations. They're too afraid to stand out because, well, if you stand out, then again, you could be kicked out. This is why you got to appreciate people like Qui-Gon Jinn from Star Wars, who would actually step up to the council and say, "Look, this is wrong. Look, you're overlooking this. You can't keep progressing the way you are." When you have people too afraid to step out, then your organization is not really an organization. All it is a bunch of cookie cutter people that will not think for themselves because they're too afraid. Because if they do, again, excommunication is going to be a key. People with the my way or the highway. Again, I already talked about excommunication. Let's talk about, the people who are all too happy to use the block and ban button. In fact, Helen from Jedi Church has said that on many occasions. Again, you challenge that leadership, you challenge that role, and well, they'll block or delete you. Why did they do that? They do that because they want to show that they are superior within the community. They want to show that they know it all, they have all the answers. So we're going to talk a little more about that here on the next trait, but we'll keep going with this. So if you challenge that, if you show that you have something to bring to the table and you're not part of the cool kids group, then guess what? Block or ban is going to be used against you. So if you're in an organization that is block and ban happy, then you might want to consider hopping to a different organization that is not as extreme. Yeah, there are people that block and ban is worthwhile. The trolls, stuff like that, yeah, you need to get rid of them. But you should never block or ban people who have something to offer simply so you look better. Again, it's easier for some organizations, again, via Facebook forums or offline organizations, to get rid of people who have a great wealth of knowledge because, again, if you get rid of those people, then the other members of the group won't know what that person has to offer. Kind of already talked about this, but we'll just go over it one more time. Individuals with the my way or the highway mentality. This individual or these groups of individuals love to block voices that do not follow the flock. Again, be a sheepdog. Don't be a sheep. Don't just willingly, mindlessly follow because everybody else is doing something. Ask yourself why this program exists. Ask yourself what benefits this program has. And importantly, ask yourself how you will benefit from these programs, what you will get from it, how it will help you grow, you know, mentally, emotionally, or even physically if it's about a gym workout. All right, next one is leaders that lack humility. This, unfortunately, is way too common within our community. We have way too many people who believe that they know it all. These are the people who love to write out books and programs and sell said books or programs. Become a Jedi Knight in 6 Easy Steps. Become a Jedi Mystic in 12 Steps. Become a Jedi Guardian in 4 Steps. All you have to do is buy this book and take this program, and guess what? You too could be a Jedi Knight. This is something that is turning Jedi realism more into Scientology than it is, you know, an actual way of life. Do I believe books that people write are beneficial? Yes, actually I do. But if you write the same book 5 times, then you're in it for the money. Or if your program requires people to buy 7 or more books to take that program, then you need to ask yourself, is it really about the money or is it actually a program? If it's a good program, yeah, I understand, like, you know, 1, 2, possibly even 3 books. Because if it's that intensive a program, then yeah, you should do that. But when you're talking about 7 to 10 books, you know, getting people to spend $7.99 per book, again, that's Scientology. That is asking... not asking, that is demanding money for a program that actually has no validity to it. The only thing, any program, even my Taekwondo black belt, the only thing that my Taekwondo black belt holds is people who are part of that organization, as in people who are associated with the Kukyuan. If I take my black belt to an International Taekwondo Federation school, guess what? They're going to say, hey, dude, here's white belt, good luck. You know, they don't care. The only time a black belt holds value is within your school or within your organization. Same thing holds true for these Jedi degrees that are floating out there. The only organization those Jedi degrees matter to is that organization. Other organizations may or may not recognize it. Again, I'm not a fan of Tacho. Will I recognize the Knight of Tacho? Yes, I'll do so as saying this is the Knight of Tacho. Do I necessarily recognize that person as a knight within the rest of the community? No, I don't. That's a very different circumstance, and it is what it is. But also, I'm not charging, you know, $7.99 for somebody to buy a whole bunch of books to earn a Jedi Knight degree from me. Again, it's a bad idea. This is Christian. This is Jedi realism. We're not Scientology. people with who lack humility, again, their egos interfere with everything. They believe by the more students they have, that actually strokes their egos. Well, look, I have these 25 students. I'm so important. I have so much to offer. I had these 25 people buy my books because I have so much to offer. Again, they thrive on ego. They thrive on finding schizophrenic suck-ups to be around them and to basically stroke their ego for them. This is, again, a very dangerous situation. So we take an egomaniac and you point out their flaws. A lot of bad things tend to happen. Again, you risk miscommunication, and these people in the schizophrenic suck-up crowd will go ahead and try to remove you from the community because, again, you're a voice of dissent, and people who lack humility do not want voices of dissent. They want people who are going to follow along like a good little sheep. The quickest way to identify these people, again, is testing their credibility, asking, okay, it's great that you have this program. What qualifies you for this program? You'll tend to see fire and brimstone come through when you do that, because if these people, hey, I read a couple books, so I'm going to write, 7 to 10 books on this topic. Is that really credible? Or, just think about that for yourself. If it's a solid program, it's a solid program. Don't get me wrong. But you also need to ask yourself, what qualifies the teacher? And if the teacher is not willingly going to give you that answer, then you need to reconsider, is this something that you really want to be a part of? All right. The next one I actually put together, even though they're very different, I put it together anyway. The managers who micromanage, or the managers who aren't around. And again, this is under traits of bad leaderships, but we're going to go back to the point where we have a lot of people who want to be managers and not want to be leaders. If you're part of an organization where the head of the organization needs to determine everything, or a board of trustees or knights or whatever the case may be, needs to make all of the decisions for the group, and you cannot have an independent group without running it through these people, then again, that's something that you need to consider. Is this really a group or organization that I want to be a part of? If it is, great, then do that. But if you want control, if you want autonomy for your groups and your members, then you need to, again, ask the questions. You need to make sure that this is something that you really want to be a part of. There are times when, actually, no, there are no times where micromanagement is acceptable. We do not need people to dictate everything that we do within our path. That's actually a really dangerous thing. That makes you more of a sheep. And again, everybody loves a sheep because a sheep's not going to ask questions. So if you're part of a group or an organization that micromanages every aspect of your training and tells you what to think, how to think, and so forth, then again, you need to ask yourself, is this really a part I want to be a part of? Jedi realism should help you grow as an individual. It should help groups grow as a family unit. We are not a cookie cutter, Jedi Knight factory. We are about individual growth. And by growing as individuals, all of our individual strengths will go ahead and grow the group into a tighter unit. All right, next one I was going to talk about to go with that. And again, it's opposite, but it kind of goes with leaders who aren't around. If you're part of a group and the knights or the masters, go to the forum every now and again and post something every now and again, why are you going to follow those knights? Why are you going to follow those masters? If you don't, if they're going to sit there on high and dictate how this group should run, but not be on the ground, then you need to ask yourself, if these people are so unapproachable because, again, they just post every now and again, why do you want to be a part of that? If you want to be part of a productive group within the Jedi Realist community, you have to look where the leaders are on the ground with everybody. They're not, putting themselves on pedestals above. They're sitting equal to, or better still, below the group. Because as knights and as masters, our goal, our path, is not to dictate, it is to grow. It is to help others to, find themselves. So in truth, the knights and the masters are servants to the community. Yes, we're leaders of the community, but we're also servants. We lead by example, not by dictation or papal degrees, if you will. Also, the leaders aren't around. If you're trying to contact the leader of an organization, again, be it Facebook, Messenger, private messages on forums, whatever, and you can't get a hold of these people, or it takes a week or two before they finally respond to you, Again, is this something you want to consider? Is this really an organization you want to be a part of? If the leader does not care enough to be active within your group, if they don't care enough about the individual needs of our members, then again, why would you want to be a part of the organization? Leaders need to be there. Leaders need to be on the front lines. Leaders need to be part of the day-to-day, promoting the group, leading by example, not, aloof or not unapproachable. All right, let's talk about traits of good leaders. Good leaders are great leaderships or great leadership traits, if you will. Competence. The leader of your group organization needs to have confidence. They need to have confidence in themselves and in their training. Because if they have confidence, then your team will have confidence in them. But also, aside from self-confidence, just the leader needs to have confidence in their team. The leader needs to have confidence that every team member is going to do what they need to do to make the organization succeed. A leader needs to have confidence in their people because one day that leader is not going to be around. Sorry to tell you guys, but one day death is going to take all of us. And I know when I walk away from Jedi Realist Radio, either willingly because I'm ready to retire or because death has taken me, I know Jedi Realist Radio will move on. I know Arcanea Jedi will move on without me. Yeah, I'm not the Grandmaster. I'm one of the Masters of Arcanea, which is pretty awesome. But, one day I'm going to be gone. Who's going to take my spot? Who is going to be the next person to do what I do? My concern is that. My concern is making sure that my replacement is ready. So when it's time for them to step up, they're going to do it and they're ready for it. It's not a scramble to see how that's going to happen. I want all the knights under me, all the Padawans under me. And for Jedi Realist Radio, I want all the hosts under me to be ready to step up and take control when it happens, which is actually why I'm pushing those Sunday sermon episodes to get people confident and comfortable to talk on the radio, to take control of Jedi Realist Radio. So again, when I'm no longer around, Jedi Realist Radio is going to live on for quite a long time. All right. Clarity. A leader needs to have clarity. This is knowing your mission, knowing what you really want to see happen within this group, and also knowing how to communicate that to your members. You can have a great mission, but if you don't communicate it to your members, then what good is that mission? And again, part of that communication isn't just verbal mandates. Instead, it is communicating through demonstration. It is showing that you're willing to do this, whatever it is that you ask other people to do. Again, a lot of our communication, we could talk about verbal and nonverbal communication all day long, but in truth, a lot of our communication is nonverbal. A lot of it is allowing people to see us do what we expect of others. In fact, as I deal with my own Padawans, I actually go through the programs with them, and I've gone through programs, the same program, repeatedly. And actually, the funny part about that is each time I do it, I learn a little more about myself, be it that I might look at the Jedi Code and see it differently, or I might see the vows of the Templars or the vows of Arcanea a little bit differently this time, or I might learn something different by talking with my Padawans and learning their point of view and say, hey, you know what? I've never thought about that before. That's interesting. I can actually work with that. That is where we need to understand this is how we will grow as a group. This is how we'll grow as an organization. And having the clarity to communicate that, verbal, nonverbal, is important. Know your mission and know how you're going to communicate it. All right, compassion and support. This is something that, again, is widely overlooked. Again, we are, for some reason, are seeing people as cookie cutter Jedi and not looking at the individuals. I don't know why we've lost a point. I don't know why we missed a mark on this one, but this is something that we need to get back to. We need to have compassion that all of us are different. We do not see the path the same way, which is great. We can all look at the Jedi Code and we're not going to interpret it the same way. We can look at the Arcanea Jedi Handbook, and we're not going to interpret it the same way. We can remember the same basic principles, but the way we view those principles are going to be different. They're going to be different due to age, culture, experience, education. And again, as we grow within our path, the way we see things today are not necessarily going to be the same way we see them tomorrow. We need to be supportive of each other. We need to be there when our brothers and sisters are asking for help. And again, where I'm not talking about the messages, hey dude, heading in distress, 911, I need help. No, I'm talking about, hey, you know what? I was on Facebook and I'm noticing that such and such person is a little bit off today. They're posting a little differently. Oh, hey, such and such person just lost their job. Such and such person just had a family member or a pet die. What's going on? Let me go and check in on that person. It's easy to say, well, I'm not on Facebook that often. But truth be told, within our Jedi Rebels community, we need to be. We need to have a vigilant presence on social networking to see how our people are doing, because not everybody is going to try to reach out to others. I myself am not a person who likes asking for help, but I love the fact that my friends will. Hey, Hannigan, you posted something really weird on Facebook. Are you doing okay? Hey, you know what? It looks like you need somebody to talk to. You know my number. Give me a call. I'll be free all night. This is what we need to do. This is how we are compassionate. This is how we support our brothers and sisters. Not by ignoring, not by avoiding social networking. Instead, again, we need to be more up on social networking. We need to pay more attention to what our brothers and sisters are up to and how things are going within their lives. And we need to be there to support the person. If a person backslides, if a person's having a bad day, it's easy to say, hey, that person should get their knighthood removed because they're acting in an unknightly manner, which is normal bullshit and perception. But instead of trying to get rid of people, our goal and objective should be to help these people see what's really going on and help these people through this difficult part in their lives. Yeah, it's easy to excommunicate somebody. It's a hell of a lot harder to rebuild these people. Just something to consider for later. And also, with compassion and support, I guess I should put, we're trying to help people reach their goals as leaders, as knights, and as masters. That's our objective. Again, like I said earlier, my objective is to get my replacements ready. By helping people to achieve their goals and helping them to achieve what they want to achieve in this life, we are growing our order in leaps and bounds. And again, teaching these people to become great leaders. Again, that's the goal of the community. All right, at least that's what it should be. Now, during, I already talked about someone earlier. Have a real presence. Let your people, like I said earlier, let your people know that you're there for them, not just every now and again posting something about who's in charge. Let people know that you are there to help grow and that you're there for them no matter what the case is, that you're ready to help them. And again, be approachable. Right, the last part about this episode I want to talk about is servant leadership. One, have clear goals. Set the goals for your organization and be ready for them to be achieved. Two, praise and support your team. This is the most important concept. Praise and support your team and do it publicly. Let people know why you're so proud of this individual, or let that individual know what kind of job they're doing and how it is helping to benefit the group or the collective, if you will. Also, in private, help your team to improve. If something doesn't come out right, instead of just telling the person, hey, you know what, this sucks, try to help the person to figure out what went wrong. That's always the most important thing. It's not that a person failed. It's not that they didn't succeed. It is what went wrong and what can we do to prevent this from happening next time. Something to consider for later, you never know. That's pretty much it. But also, hey guys, do me a favor. I think it's still free on Netflix. Go and check out Clone Wars Season 1, Episode 1, if you listen to this episode. And notice how Yoda deals with his clone troopers. Told them to take off their helmets, and they're like, yeah, dude, we all look the same. And Yoda's like, no, you all look very different within the Force because, you are all individual presences. We are trying to grow order within Jedi Rebels community. We're not growing a bunch of clones. So check out that episode and see what you learn from it. All right, Bray, thanks for listening to tonight's episode of Jedi Sermons. Again, I'm your host, MJ Hannigan. Love and light. I'm out.